Hey everybody, this is Catherine, and you're listening to the Currency with Catherine podcast, the show that teaches you about all things money, but not just money. We approach money through a holistic life lens because all aspects of your life are connected. That's why we bring in other elements like mental health. When you're confident in your financial capability, all other aspects of your life will improve.
Welcome back to another episode of the Currency with Catherine podcast. Before I introduce the special guest today, just wanted to throw in a little tidbit. Like, if you're not in my financial group on Facebook, you are missing a wealth gem, because one of the number one things I talk about is your mindset. Like, you can have all the financial knowledge in the world, but if your mind is not aligned with what you want your financial goals to be, then you're just going to be like a hamster spinning in a wheel. So that's why today we have Miss Daphne Wells. She is a purpose and spiritual confidence builder. And she also helps people make more money with ease and flow. But I'm going to let Miss Daphne take over, because she is herself. She can explain it better than I can reading off of paper. So Miss Daphne, I pass the ball to you.
Yes, Ren, what a privilege to be here. People all, you put it so beautifully in your intro about how your mindset is so key, because if it's not aligned with what you want, it's not going to happen. And we can spend, particularly with money, we can spend so much time in our head going round and round on that hamster wheel. I don't have enough. How am I going to get enough? You know, all that. And yet when we change our mindset, magic happens, right?
Yes, it definitely does.
So what I find, the women who come to me to work with me have gifts and knowledge and wisdom to share with the world. And they've been doing it for free, on top of, you know, working a job often. And their magic is needed in the world, right? Because then they help more people who then help more people, and the ripples go further and further. So the beautiful thing about my work with people is that when they start asking for money and start making money for the help they provide for people, they're then able to help more people, which helps more people. And so it just keeps on going and going and going. And that mindset is really key to, you know, I've been doing this forever for free. How can I possibly charge for it, right?
Right. So when we talk about mindset, I know most people will think like, oh, it's just the way that you think. But could you dive a little bit more into like mindset so people can really understand?
So mindset is what you believe about yourself, how you feel. It really determines the energy you put out in the world. So if you're constantly telling yourself you're no good, then regardless of what you do in the world, in your workplace or wherever, you're putting out the energy of I'm no good. If you're in a positive mindset where you know that you are a beautiful, wonderful, wise woman with magical gifts to share with the world, you're putting that out there, right? So mindset is this, it's a little bit to do with self-belief, it's a little bit to do with confidence, it's how you think, it's how you feel, and you can control that, right? There are lots of practices that you can put in place, and, you know, affirmations, journaling, there's lots of things we can do to improve our mindset and keep our energy levels where we want them to be.
And following up with that, would you say that mindset is difficult to change, or you think it's more easy to change?
That's a really good question. It can be either, depending on how you choose to view it. So if you believe it's going to be really hard, that you've believed this forever, it does take some time to actually change it, like to so that you think more positively most of the time, because you've got a lot of unlearning to do before you can, as you relearn, right? And
right, definitely.
You know, in my experience, we can get caught on a mindset hamster wheel where we do all the things, like we journal, we do affirmations, we meditate, we do all the things that we've been shown and taught to do, right? And then what I have found for myself and for people I've worked with is that when we then don't get that goal that we want, right, we can all of a sudden make it about, well, did I do enough? Did I say the right affirmations? And did I say them often enough? And did I do enough journaling? And we can get caught again in that loop in our head on that hamster wheel that you talked about, and really question our ability to change our mindset and to keep it where we want it to be. And that is when it becomes hard work. When we beat ourselves
No, I definitely agree with you, because I know in the finance sector, they teach us about having a scarcity mindset versus a wealth mindset. And when I was first starting off in the financial field, I didn't know that I was living with a scarcity mindset. And so it's definitely been a little journey, you know, going from a position of where you were working, you know, making minimum wage, now transitioning to a career where you're making better. I wouldn't say I'm making more than enough now, because you can always ask for more.
Let's put it that way. And you're right, though, that scarcity mindset is such a, it's so ingrained, because here's the thing. Most of us were raised by either parents, in my case, who had lived through the Depression and the Second World War and all the scarcity that brought, or grandparents who lived through that. I'm guessing that's your case, Catherine. And then if your parents didn't do their inner work to change their mindset and change how they raised you compared with how they were raised, then you automatically have that scarcity mindset that, let's be honest, people living in that era, most of them had no choice. That was a reality for them, right? So it is a big mindset shift to realizing that our universe is abundant. There is more than enough for everybody. And it's man-made things that create the scarcity, in my opinion.
I'm going to highlight that part, man-made things, because another thing that's interesting is that I'll see, so approximately about 79% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But when you look on social media, especially Instagram, everyone is rich. You know, everyone has nice vehicles. Everyone has a nice house. And what most people don't show to the world is that how deeply in debt they are, or just maybe some of that stuff, like especially the cars, they may not even be on the path to own the car. They may be leasing. And then also there was a famous rapper, I'm not going to name drop, who got busted for using like kind of like a Hollywood set to take pictures. Like it's kind of like you can rent the space and it looks like you're on an aircraft, like a private jet, but it's like a stage. Like they just stage it to look like that.
And how many people do that, though? And we can do that even with our bodies. Like we can, you know, put those filters over them on social media. And then when you meet someone in real life, you see what they really look like, right?
Yes.
And so many people are like that. You can see the difference instantly. And you're right about, we put up this facade. And why do we do that? To defend ourselves? Do we do that to make ourselves look better so we feel better about ourselves? Or is it all an image that we portray? Because you're so right, on Instagram and places like that, like if you've got a crappy car and a crappy house, you're not going to show how crappy it is on social media, right?
Oh no.
Like, you're going to look for that wall to take your photo in front of, right?
It's all about the angle.
It is. It's all about the angle. And yet, putting that image out there doesn't change who you are on the inside, and therefore doesn't change your mindset. It doesn't take you out of that scarcity mindset just by putting a flash photo of yourself out there, or renting a set, or, you know, going. Because the other thing you can do is like walk into a flash hotel and just take selfies in the lobby. Like, how easy is it these days with cell phones, right? You can take photos anywhere and make it look like that's where you live if you choose to do that. And of course, on Zoom, you can even put backgrounds up behind you. You know, they Zoom have them that you can choose. But who that you really so are true. On the inside, your mindset, really, it really does change how you, it really does impact how you view the world. And what I've learned through learning mental fitness is that we, learning about the brain more, is that we have two different parts of the brain. We have the survival part, which, you know, everything is bad because it needed to be when there were saber-toothed tigers between us and the cave, right? We needed that survival instinct. And we are naturally disposed to respond negatively three times more than positively. I said that the wrong way around. We are three times more likely to respond to situations negatively than positively, naturally.
Wow.
However, we have another part of our brain where our wise self lives that responds positively. And when we learn mental fitness, you know, how you train the right muscles on your body depending on what sport you want to be fit for, well, you can choose which muscles in your brain you train. And when you train that positive part of your brain, it fires more readily, positively, than negatively. And the negative part doesn't disappear. Like, if you think about when you don't use muscles in your body, they don't disappear, but they do atrophy. And here I like to tell the story about when I broke my wrist a few years ago and they removed the cast off it. I just about fainted because my arm looked like a 90-year-old arm. Oh, like, all the muscles atrophied away because it was so thin and there was nothing there. It was just skin and bone. Because I hadn't been using those muscles. And that's what happens in your brain when you learn mental fitness and practice it. I talk about how, for me, that got me out of that mindset loop going round and round in my head and got mindset out of just being in my head and into my body. And here's why, one reason why mental fitness is more useful and more likely to have a permanent effect than even meditation, because meditation activates one. There are three key muscles in your brain. So I talked about that negative muscle, the positive muscle. There's also the self-command muscle, which determines which your brain uses. Meditation enhances that piece.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We cut out for just a minute.
We did.
But we are back.
Did that make sense? Did you have any questions about any of that? I felt like I was talking for a wee while.
No, like, I didn't have any questions. I heard about the three core muscles. So one thing actually, I do have a question on this. Like, so you're breaking down mental fitness. So what if we have like a potential listener who was like, this stuff is fake? Like the mindset shifting, the positive mindset, developing three core muscles in your brain. Like, what if a person like, I don't believe in this? What is something you could possibly tell them to like try to get them to open their mind?
The research has actually proven it. Like, there are, they've researched this with thousands of people. I'm talking brain experts, right? And psychologists and all of the people who know all of that stuff in far more technical terms than I do. I know the nitty-gritty day to day. So if you imagine that you are really stressed about going into a situation and you're going around in those loops and loops and loops in your head, right? So if you can imagine yourself in a situation where you're going into a meeting and you're going to be really stressed, and imagine how that feels, right? We're going to do a wee exercise here. Right. Is that okay if we... That's right?
Yes.
Okay, so imagine yourself in that situation and you're getting really stressed, and normally you'd go into these meetings and they may not end up how you want them to, right? And you're stressed about this particular one because it's an important one. It might be a sales meeting with an important client that you actually need or want to get the sale from, right? Because you're pressured from your boss. Or... So now pause before you go into that meeting. What I want you to do is take your thumb and your index finger and rub them against each other. Go around in circles. And focus on that. And anytime your brain wants to tell you, oh, I'm stressed about this meeting, just shush, go back to your fingertips. And I want you to see if you can feel the ridges of your fingerprints as you're doing that.
I actually can.
And can you feel all that monkey chatter in your mind kind of calming down about that sales meeting that you're going into?
Actually, yes, because I'm actually distracted. Like, I feel like my hands are a little rough. So what I was thinking about is gone.
Yeah. If you can get into the practice, and that's just one, like that's the tip of the iceberg in terms of ways that you can bring this into your world. So if you just pause, and you can actually do that in a meeting. Like if you're getting stressed out, imagine that you could be doing that, no one would even notice.
Yeah, and I definitely see this useful is if you're like sitting down at a table with people, you can just do this up under the desk and nobody would know.
And yet you're calming down all that negative self-talk that goes on in your head and bringing yourself back to what is actually important in this moment.
I love it. I know, definitely. Like, we kind of just jumped straight into giving people value, but we didn't really get to like hear your story and like how you got started in this space.
So how did I get started in this space? So if we wind back over 2 decades, and Daphne was in a toxic marriage, going from one counselor to the next, because all of them just wanted to keep me in that deep, dark hole that I was already climbing out of by myself, right? And then I met up with a life coach who literally changed my life. At that point, I was in business for myself in a previous business. And I thought to myself, because I kind of thought, gosh, I wish there was a better way to help women like me, you know, get out of situations where that weren't serving us and create lives for us and our children that we had choice and control over. Because, you know, in that marriage, I had very little choice and very little control over what was happening in my world. And when, after coaching with this woman, I thought, gosh, if I could learn what she knows and add my business skills into that, then I can really help women create the lives they want for them and their families. And so I trained as a coach. And so my coaching has kind of morphed over the years as I've grown as an individual and expanded my skills and expanded who I am, really come back to who I was born as. I've really come into this place where, because I'm a mental fitness coach, I'm a life and business coach, I'm also a numerologist. So I bring all of these beautiful gifts, tools into the mix. And I can really, you know, like you read that I was a purpose and spiritual confidence builder. So I really help women determine what their purpose is in life. And then how do they want to fit that into their life and create the life that they want? Because energetically, we bring in all this wisdom and we come with our, this is the energy, the magic that you are here to share with the world. And then we get to choose how we're going to apply that and how we're going to do that in the nitty gritty, right? So I've kind of, I'm evolving and changing and growing as we all are as humans. And that's where I'm at the moment. And I do that through a mix of private coaching, small circles, I call them little circles of women, because there's no more than eight in any one. So they're really masterminds, but that term has been overused in society. So they're small little groups of women who can really support each other. And then, of course, you can also do numerology reading with me. So my life is really fun and interesting, and I'm helping lots of women do lots of amazing things in the world.
I see. Also, people don't know this unless they go to your website. Daphne's nickname is Wonder Woman by her friends.
When I got called that years ago, it was when the Wonder Woman movie came out a few years ago. And one of my friends, he and his wife, who are both my friends, had been to watch it. And they're like, you have to see this movie, Daphne. It is so you. And I was like, yeah, it is. Because, you know, emerging out of this toxic relationship background where all of me had been kind of shut down, right? And then I kind of rediscovered who I am, which many of us do at that kind of midlife point in our lives. We're like, well, I've been through all this stuff. Who am I now? Yeah.
No, I love it. I think everyone needs a little Wonder Woman in their life. Well, Daphne, do you have anything else you'd like to tell us? I'm like, I've greatly enjoyed this conversation.
How I can help them create the life they want. I'm here for that.
Yes, definitely. And I'm going to, for everyone listening, going to put Daphne's website and her social media in the show notes. So make sure y'all go check her out, give her a follow. All right, I do not have anything else to add. So we are going to sign off on the episode. Remember to check out Daphne. Also remember to pop into the Facebook group if you are not already a member. And we will catch you next time. And thank you again, Daphne, for being our special guest for this episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Currency with Catherine podcast. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and join the Currency with Catherine Facebook group for daily financial literacy topics. Be sure to visit our webpage to stay up to date on our monthly events and to book a free clarity call with me. Let 2022 be the year you get your finances in order. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode.